I'm Kyle Loebner, and this is our game preview for Purdue at Michigan on the College Hoops Pick and Rollout. The dominant Big Ten leaders come down off the mountaintop on Thursday to face one of their top contenders as Purdue visits Michigan in Ann Arbor. The game tips off at 9 p.m. Eastern and will be on FS1. Purdue is back at number one in the AP poll this week for the fifth time this season and just the sixth week in program history. They're 19-1 overall in the season at 8-1 in the Big Ten, where their current six-game winning streak is one of the longest in the nation. They have faced some challenges recently, though. Their current six-game winning streak includes a two-point win over Ohio State, a one-point win over Michigan State, and most recently, a three-point win over Maryland on Sunday. Purdue is a really good team on both ends of the floor, but their pace leaves them susceptible to bad luck. In Big Ten play, they're averaging less than 62 possessions per game, which is 5.5 less than the D1 average. It's a little more complicated than this, but you can imagine a basketball game as a series of coin flips. The shorter the game, the more chances someone flips 5 heads in a row, for example, and changes the outcome. The Boilermakers also don't do themselves any favors by turning the ball over more often than most Big Ten teams, giving some of their coin flips away. If anyone has figured out Michigan, drop me an email and enlighten me. They're 11-8 on the season and 5-3 in the Big Ten, but they haven't had a winning or losing streak longer than 2 games since November 16th. Largely speaking, the best lines on their resume are Big Ten wins, including a 35-point crushing of Maryland on January 1st, and 7 of their 8 losses have come against teams ranked 59th or better in KenPom. This game is a matchup of the Big Ten's best big man in Zach Edey and the guy many thought might be the best in Hunter Dickinson. Dickinson has been good, averaging 18 points and 9 rebounds per game, but he hasn't taken much of a step forward from last year, and to date it hasn't been enough to get the Wolverines over the hump. It's possible Dickinson would get more attention and better performance if he were in a league like the Big 12, where he'd still be surrounded by elite talent, but a lot of them would be smaller than he is. This is the only meeting between these two teams this season, but it's the 130th since 1949, which is when Sports Reference's records start. Over that time, Purdue leads the all-time series 66-63, and the two teams both have exactly 9,644 points in games against each other. Michigan has won 6 of the last 7 meetings, including one last February when they were unranked and Purdue was number 3 in the country. That's our on-the-court preview for Purdue at Michigan on Thursday. Up next, we'll have a look at the lines and trends on the College Hoops Pick and Rollout.
Hello everyone, Ryan Stevens on the Pick and Rollout for tonight's Big Ten matchup between Purdue and Michigan. The Boilermakers, 5.5-point road favorites. They've won 6 straight. They beat Maryland on Sunday in their last action. They're 19-1 overall this year, 8-1 in the conference, just 8-11-1 against the spread though. They're 4-9-1 against the spread in their last 14 overall. They've only covered 4 times in their last 18 games following an against the spread loss, and they're 3-9-1 against the spread in their last 13 games following a straight up win. In their last 7 road games against a team with a winning home record, they're 5-2 against the spread. Michigan has won 2 of 3. They beat Minnesota on Sunday to improve to 11-8 this year. They're 5-3 in the conference, 9-10 against the spread. They've only covered 1 of their last 6 Thursday games and 1 of their last 5 overall. They're 5-12 against the spread in their last 17 games following a straight-up win. In their last 54, though, following an against-the-spread loss, they're 37-16-1 against the spread, and they've covered 4 of their last 5 at home when facing a team with a winning road record in this matchup. The road team is 3-1-1 against the spread in the last 5 meetings, but the underdog has covered 7 of the last 10. I'll take Michigan at home, plus the 5.5. 136 is the total. Purdue under in each of their last 4 following a straight-up win, and 6 of their last 7 following an against-the-spread loss. They've gone under in 24 of their last 33 overall, and 8 of their last 11 on the road when facing a team with a winning home record. On Thursdays, though, they've gone over in 25 of their last 37. Michigan over in each of their last 4 home games when facing a team with a winning road record. They've gone 18-7 in favor of the over in their last 25 games following a straight-up win, and they've gone over in 13 of their last 19 following an against-the-spread loss. I think this one gets over 136. That's our look at Purdue and Michigan. Be sure to subscribe to the feed and check out more college basketball matchups as we break them down right here on the Pick and Rollout. I'm Ryan Stevens. Thank you for joining us.